Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2. Now, this Mishnah is, I think, very straightforward. It's built on one basic principle, which I've sort of set forth before. I'm going to remind it to you again, which is that any kinyan, any transaction has two steps to it. The first step is the meeting of the minds. So two people agree on something in principle. That requires like a verbalization, I guess, under normal circumstances. And they say, okay, we're agreeing to the terms of this deal. And then there's the ma'asa kinyan, the action which effects the transaction. Okay, but the ma'asa kinyan has to come subsequent to the meeting of the minds. The meeting of the minds must be there. If there was no meeting of the minds, no agreement, so then you can't have a ma'asa kedushin. Okay, so here the point is that the man says he's going to be mekadesh the woman with something, but he gives her something else. And the Mishnah's basic point is it doesn't matter that something else is a different thing, a more valuable thing. It makes no difference. The heskem, the agreement, the meeting of the minds was about this particular transaction. That's not what happened. And therefore, it's not effective. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside, Hiskachili bekos ze shel yain. He says, here's a cup of wine, and accept it, and be married to me, Kadosh Moshe v'Yisrael, instead of a ring. And she takes the cup, but then v'nimtza shel dvash. It turns out, look inside the cup, what's there? It's not wine. It's really dvash. Now, dvash usually means honey, and in the Mishnah, dvash means bee honey, like we're used to calling it honey, as opposed to the Chumash, where in Tanakh, when it says dvash, it means date honey, from squeezing dates. But in any case, in this particular case of our Mishnah, it's neither of those two things. It's like an alcoholic drink that's made from honey. That's called mead, M-E-A-D. And that's the dvash here, but it's all kind of the same point here. The thought here is that the dvash, this mead drink, is worth more. It costs more than the wine, but it doesn't matter. The point is the deal was for wine. Maybe she likes wine more, and she ended up with mead, dvash, so it's not going to be binding. Similarly, shel dvash v'nimtza shel yain, even if he said, be married to me by taking this cup of mead, the dvash, and then she takes the wine. It turns out to be wine. Again, she won't be married because that wasn't the agreement. La halacha, I should point out, Shulchan Aruch says, listen, this is assuming that, you know, the cup is covered or they're doing the transaction at night or something, but if she sees exactly what she's getting, so then she would be mitzkadesha. So in other words, if I'm standing in front of a girl and I hold out an apple in my hand and I say, take this orange and be my wife, she says, okay, and she takes it. So then it's clear she understood what was happening, even though it doesn't matter if you call it an apple or orange, she sees what it is, I'm giving it to her, she's accepting it, and therefore she would be married. So the case of her mission is where what she was getting, what she agreed to receive to effect the Kedushin, wasn't what she actually received. Okay? Similarly, says the Mishnah, Bedinar zeh shel kesef. He says, with this silver dinar, v'nimsa shel zahav, it turns out it's actually a golden dinar that she gets in her hand, so that's worth 25 times as much, but it doesn't matter. Or v'shel zahav, v'nimsa shel kesef, he says, I'll give you a golden coin, and she says, good, and he gives her a silver coin, and of course it won't work, but both equally don't work, because that wasn't the deal. Maybe he didn't mean it, maybe she didn't mean it, maybe it wasn't the deal, maybe she likes silver, it doesn't matter. The point is, those weren't the terms of the deal, so therefore it's not effective. Even if he says, take this ring and be married to me, al menas she'ani ashir, on condition that I'm rich, v'nimtza ani, if it turns out he's poor, of course they're not married, but even if you say the flip side, ani, he says, on condition that I'm a poor man, and she accepts the ring, v'nimtza ashir, it turns out he actually is a rich man, again, eina mekudeshes, in that scenario, just the same, she won't be married, because for all we know, she didn't want a rich man, she wanted a poor man. Maybe she doesn't want a guy who's so involved in worrying about his stock portfolio and chasing after his, you know, whatever, dealing with his real estate deals around the world. She doesn't want that. She wants a poor guy. The point is, if the deal wasn't the deal, then there wasn't a proper meeting of the minds, and therefore the Ma'asa Kinyan can't affect the transaction. Now Rabbi Shimon says something which sounds like he's radically disagreeing. The Gemara says not that radical at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer im hita l'shevach mekudeshes. Rabbi Shimon says, and it sounds like if I translate literally, if the error that was made, he misled her to her benefit, meaning he said silver and gave her gold, so then Mukudesha, she's married, because it sounds like, you know, listen, if she wants, she agreed to silver, for sure she agrees to gold. Now the truth is, Rabbi Shimon agrees with the basic principle that I set forth up to now, which is, you need a meeting of the minds. If it's silver, it's silver, it's gold, it's gold, but you have to agree on something. And this wasn't what they agreed upon, therefore it wouldn't work. But the case Rabbi Shimon is talking about is something which is much more like unlikely and generic, a weird case where, let's say, she sends her shaliach to go collect her kedushin and her baf to affect the marriage. And she says to the shliach, go get me a silver coin that, you know, that's waiting for me by my future husband. And the shliach goes and the husband gives the shliach a gold coin. So according to Rabbi Shimon, listen, that works because when she said get a silver coin, she didn't mean to the exclusion of gold. She meant a silver coin because that's what she was expecting, but she got better than that and she wasn't objecting to it. And so why would she, you know, why would she, if she was really particular, she would have gone herself. She didn't particularly care about the silver to the exclusion of gold. She wanted a coin. And gold is even better than silver. So therefore she'd be Mekudeshes, says Rabbi Shimon, because presumably she would agree to that. That's what she meant. But the Tanna Kamma holds that no, that wasn't the deal. It's not going to work. If they said silver, it has to be silver. And that's that. And the halacha is actually like the Tanna Kamma, I mean, not like Rabbi Shimon. So indeed, she has to be given what they agreed upon, nothing more and nothing less.